Okay, we're going to start. Today's daf is daf hey in Avodah Zarah. We were on daf hey, and we actually stopped in a bad spot. We stopped right in the middle of the discussion. So we were talking about the interesting discussion about the Mar said that the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar and David HaMelech were not roy to do the Averis. The only reason why they did the Averis was to give a give Piskon Pela by the Tshuva to show them that they can do Tshuva. So the Gemara had said, and the Gemara then says with Sricha, so why do we need, we're in Haman Aleph, why do we need both cases of the Dor HaMidbar and David HaMelech? So the Gemara says Sricha, we need both. The E, Ashmi'in, and Yochid, because if we only had the case of the Mice of the Yochid, meaning the case of David, then we would, the Balei Tshuva would say that only if you do only if an individual does an Avera, right, the E, Ashmi'in, Yochid, we should hold the Farsi Mechate, because it's not so public. I don't know, everyone knew what happened with David anyway, but it's not so public, so maybe that's why you're able to do tshuva. About tzibor, but when it comes to a tzibor, dimefarsim chatayu, that the sin is very public and known by all, so aim alone, maybe say then tshuva would not work. The Iyashmin of tzibor, had it just written the meiser by the tzibor, the meiser by the midbar, we would have said that only by the tzibor is tshuva effective. Mishum denefishi rechamayu, because Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmim on many people, on a lot of people. Aval yachid, but by one person, to lo alim aschusei, like we said before, you're davening by yourself, you don't have all the schusim, so maybe tshuva wouldn't work, aim alo, therefore, sricha, you have to have both cases of the maisa of the Dor Midbar and the maisa of David. Behind the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason, is what Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says in the name of Rabbi Yonason. My say the pasuk says, Ne'um David ben Yishai, you ne'um ha'gever who come out, does it mean, right? Ne'um David ben Yishai, shehekim uva shel tshuva. In the honor, I guess. Ne'um David ben Yishai, who got up and he taught us that a chote is able to recover himself to do the burden of tshuva, and therefore get kapara. The interesting Maharsha, the Maharsha says, he doesn't say, it says, he doesn't say uva shel tshuva, he says it should be, merumas on the korban ola. Why is the merumas on the korban ola? Because the korban ola comes to do kapara on a machshava ra, on a bad machshava. And so too by David, the Rasha says that David did not sin the maisa. He didn't do any. There was no actual avera like they said on Shabbos, because the Gemara on Shabbos not involved. Because that whoever went out to war by David gave his wife a get that if he would die, then he would be divorced from Afreya. So the whole fate of David was that Marsha says that had Uriah stayed alive, then Bathsheba would have been an Ashes Ish. So the fate was only the Machshava, it wasn't a fate the Maisa. So that's Ola, because Ola is a carbon that it comes to give Kapara on a bad Machshava and not on a Maisa. Okay. But another statement of Rishmuel Bar Nachmanin of Yonasan. Kola osa mitzvah achas ba'olam hazeh. Whoever does one mitzvah in this world, that mitzvah stands and walks in front of him. Well, I guess it goes with him. The olam haba. Shenei Amar, the pasuk says, "V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha u'kvod Hashem yasvecha." In front of you will work your tzidkus. Maybe it's tzidkustaka. U'kvod Hashem yasvecha, and the glory of Hashem will gather around you. Right? The kol over avera, and I guess I'll gather you and bring you into the good place. Right? Kola over avera achas, whoever violates one avera, milafato, right, it encases you, umolichaso liyomadin, and drags you to the judgment day. Shenemar is a pasuk in Iyov, yilafsu orchos darkam, and then it continues, yaalu butso vayovedu. So the pasuk will be is that it'll encase you. And then Ya'alu b'tov yovedu will bring you to tov, and you'll be lost. Will bring you to the tov is tov vo, nothingness, and you will be lost. So it says avera achas and mitzvah achas. What is that? What do you mean? One mitzvah, one avera? It'll cause you have to do more mitzvahs than averas, and more averas than from a tzaddik or a rasha. So Torah Chaim says that the mitzvah is talking about staka, and the avera is talking about arayos. Those are the mitzvahs that you do. Those mitzvahs are malava you, or one way or another. Still, that begs the question: what do you mean? One mitzvah should be a combination of maybe the lashon of achas isn't dafka. I don't know. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, if you're doing a veira, kashur bo kekelev, it gets tied to you like a dog, and a dog follows, is obedient and follows its master, so the veira is going to constantly follow you as well. Shneamar, this is by Yosef, who did not listen to the seduction of Eishes Potiphar. It says, v'lo shama elehel lishchav etzlel liyos ima. Right, he didn't listen to her to lie with her and to be with her. Lishkav, he didn't to lishkav etzlel ba'olam hazeh. He lied with her. That would have been in this world. Liyosima ba'olam haba. Meaning, had he been over the avera, then it would have been tied to him in the olam haba, like a dog. It would have just been tied to him. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, bo v'nachazik tova la'avosenu. Let's give thanks to our predecessors in the midbar. For had they not sinned by doing the eagle, anu lo banu lo olam, we never would have been born. Meaning they would have been like malachim, and they wouldn't have had any children. Why? Shneamar, the pasuk says, ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei yom kulchem. Hashem says, you are like gods, you are like the bnei elyon, like the malachim. But chibaltem maschechem, that you did evil deeds. Therefore, achein ki adam temusur. Therefore, you're gonna be like a person, and you're gonna die. I mean, had they not done those averas, they would have been like malachim, right? They would have been like malachim, and they would not have died. Rashi has the last wide line: Lo vanu olam shahayu kimalachim lo holidu vanu. They wouldn't have given birth to children. So Gemara says, "Lemeimra di e lo chatu." It means to say, "Tell me, had they not sinned, lo havu moldi, they wouldn't have given birth." But there's a chiyuv in the Torah, "Va'atam peru remu, be fruitful and multiply." So the Gemara says, no, that would have been Ad Sinai. That mitzvah would have lasted, that was given to Adam and to Noah, right? That mitzvah would have lasted until Sinai, then soon they would have been like Malachim. The whole thing seems to be weird, right? Because the Gemara in Shabbos that says that, I don't know what the Havim, that says, the Malachim say, why are you giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael? They're going to do Averos. And Hashem tells Moshe, you answer them. And Moshe says, you have a Yitzhahara. Meaning, the whole purpose why we got the Torah is because we were not Malachim. But had we not been, had we not gotten the Torah, we would have been like Malachim, then why did we get the Torah? So I guess the two members have to be worked out. So the Gemara then says, so the Gemara now assumes that, oh, that only by, that the Purim would only last up to Sinai. So the Gemara then says, B'sinei namiksiv. By Har Sinai, it also says, Leich emor lehem shuvu lachem lo aleichem. After Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the men they can go back to their tents because they had separated from their wives. Now you can go back. So why are you going back for? So Gemara says, no, that's the Simchas Ona. There's no chiyuv. There's not going to have, there's no chiyuv of Puravu, but there's a separate chiyuv of Ona, of being with your wife. So it doesn't say that there's Puravu. Tosos asks an interesting question. He says, Mi'omale lo chatu lo bana lo olam, right? So Tosos says, Mi'afagad the minun parakama de erevin, right? Nimnu v'gamru noach lo adam shalo nivra, right? And we said it's better for a person not to have been born. Now that they're born, we should do Torah mitzvahs. So why are we saying thanks to them for not been for their sin? We would not have been born. It would have been better that we weren't born, right? It would have been that we weren't born, right? Nimnu v'garu noachol others lo nivra. So the Gemara says, Tosa says, "Hainu b'tchilas leidaso shein yadu amaya b'sofo." That's only right when he's originally born. But aval kishu tzadik asherav asheri hador shehu b'sofo. Because once. You live your life in an appropriate manner, then it's better that you are alive. But oh, the maskan the chamisha lo bana lo olam shapir. And the maskan was going to say that's not correct. What do you mean? Asherei, better that you wouldn't have been. We're thanking them that we were born, based on that Tosas are there. It's better that we weren't born. Which is better that we're not born only in the beginning, but once we do, we live our lives in a positive manner, and it's a good thing that we were born. And the Gemara then continues. What do you mean? So the simplest owners. Therefore, we're still stuck. That there's no okiya pruvu after Har Sinai. The haik ziv, the pasuk says, "Leman yitav lehem v'levneihem." You should keep the Torah mitzvos so it could be beneficial for you and for your children. What children? No pruvu. You're not having children. Gemara says, "No, lo osna ondim al Har Sinai." Just your children who are standing right there for you and your children, which is odd because the children who are on Har Sinai should be included in the word of you, right? Osna v'nehem. They were there also. Okay. The Gemara says, no, but Rish Lakish, the Gemara quotes a member from Rish Lakish, Maizik Sev, the Pasuk says, Zes Tefer told us Adam. This is the Sefer of the generations of man. Did he Sefer Ha'ilol Adam Rishon? Did he actually have a book? I don't know. Melameh Shehera Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishon Dor Dor V'Dorshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed all the generations to Adam HaRishon. Dor Dor V'Dorshov, Dor Dor V'Chamov, Dor Dor Parnasov. Kevan Shehila Dorsh Rabbi Akiva, when he got to the generation of Rabbi Akiva, Samach with so Russell, Adam HaRishon was very excited by the Torah that Rabbi Akiva learned. Minis Atzev and Misaso. But he was very pained and anguished by the way he died, which was a terrible, gruesome death. But Amar, and that's what the, and he says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'li Ma Yaku Re'echa, meaning he couldn't understand the Machshavas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma Yaku Re'echa, what are you doing to your Reyan, to your, Ma Yaku Re'echa Kel? What are you doing to the friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But you see from there that they were children after Har Sinai. Even from the time of Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing him the future generations. So I can tell me that if it had not been for the sin, there wouldn't have been any more children. And the Gemara says another kasha, the Amar of Yossi, says, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach's not come, ad sheyichlu neshama shebaguf, until all the neshamas in this place called the guf are used up. There's a whole bunch of neshamas that have to be born, have to be put into human bodies. Right? Shenamar, the pasuk says, in Yeshaya, Kilola olam ariyah v'lo netzah v'tzof. It's not going to be forever that I'm going to fight and kivuach milafanov yatov u'neshamos ani asisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not forever am I going to delay the time of the geula, and not forever I'm going to be angry and not allow people to not allow the geula to come. But the reason why the geula is delayed is because there are dying ruchos. There are still ruchos, right, that are nimsa in the storehouse of the guf. So you have to have children. You have to use up. We have to use up all the neshamos in the guf. So this next Tosos says Ein Ben David. He says Im Tomar Mikol Makom Yikalu Alei Obi Kogavim. Fine. It doesn't say that the neshamos in the guf have to be placed in Jewish bodies. They have to be used up. What can be used up in Jewish bodies? Tosos says, right. He says Im Tomar Mikol Makom Yikalu Alei Obi Kogavim. So you will lead him. The Omer HaRabbeinu Achanan, I don't know where he gets where he knows this. The Neshama Shei Yisrael, which are Ovid Chavan, Einam Beguf Achad. They're different warehouses, I guess, for the Neshamas. Like the Neshamas of the Jews are in one warehouse, the Neshamas of the Goyim are in their warehouse. So you wouldn't be able to use the Neshamas of the Goyim. It wouldn't. Not all the Neshamas would be used. Then he says, V'Hada Amar Asida Yisrael Tzitele V'Chol Yom Limos HaMashiach. I would say in the future, women are going to give birth every day. All the neshamas are going to be used up. So how are they going to get birth every day? They're going to be established new neshamas, a new warehouse of neshamas is going to be established in the Zman of Mashiach. I like we said yesterday, they must have had a mesorah for these things that we don't, because otherwise it's pure conjecture. I don't want to say that Tosfos is just saying that. They must have had some sort of. Where do you get this from? How do they know? They must have had a mesorah or the answer is that they're very sensitive to the Gemaras. In order to answer up certain Gemaras, you have to come to these sort of conclusions. Tosfos can say it. I don't know if we can. All right. So the Gemara then. So you see from these kashas, that we're definitely going to have children after Har Sinai, no matter what. So therefore, we change the member of Reish Lakish, right? Remember, who said that we have to give thanks to them for having a virus. Lo tema anu lo banu lo olam. Don't say that we never would have come into existence. Ella, we would have been kimishu lo banu lo olam. We would have been like those who would have been as if we didn't come to the world, because we would have been nothing compared to them. Right? Rashi says kimishu lo banu lo olam. V'lifi shehein chayim lo olam. They would have lived forever. V'chol zman shein kayamim ein anu chashudim klum. And so long as they were alive, we would have been like nothing. They would have lived forever. So the Gemara says, "Vaneimra needs me to tell me the ilo chatu, had they not sinned, lo habu maisi, they wouldn't have died." Vaksiv parshas Yevamos, parshas Nachlos. You have the parsha of Yerusha, you have the parsha of Yibum, right? So if a brother dies without children, it all talks about death. What do you mean we wouldn't have died? The Torah talks about situations of death. So the Gemara says, "No, that was al tanai. Those parshas were given al tanai." They were given at Har Sinai, so it was all, I guess it was like 40 days. But they were given beforehand on Har Sinai, assuming all the Tolos Torah Kula was given on Har Sinai, which is an assumption that most people make, was given on Har Sinai. So for those 40 days, there was a Tanai, and when B'nai Israel did the Avera, so then the Parsha of Nachlos and the Parsha of Yevamos came through. right? Because that's the Marshal says. You can't say that these parshios were written after the chait, because he says, therefore, that the Torah would be chaser and everything was given on Har Sinai. Kol tarjog, tarjog mitzvah was given on Har Sinai. The Torah Chaim says, but he says, no, you can say that these parshios were said after Har Sinai, after the chait, but nevertheless, the Torah itself existed 2,000 years before it Brisa Olam. So it already was in existence. It may not have been said, but the rules were in existence. Okay. So Gemara says, Umiksid Kroy El Tnai. Does the Torah say, Give Psukim Al Tnai? Conditional Psukim? Gemara says, In yeah, it does. The Hachi Amr of Shivim Reish Lakish. This is what Reish Lakish says. My Dixir, where the Pasuk says, Vayer Vayvoka Yom Hashishi. Right? Yom Hashishi. What's the Hei Hayadiya Yom Hashishi? The Lamech, Hisna Kanish Baruch, in my separation. Because Baruch made it Tnai with creation. The Amr in the Kabbalah Yisrael's Torah, if Bnei Yisrael is the Kabbalah Torah, on Vav Sivan, which we spoke about, but what about the Ma'amar says that it was given on Zion Sivan, right? In the Kabbalah Torah, it's a Torah Mutzah, but in Lav, Aksir's Kama Tovavo. So the entire Torah was given on Zion, that Bnei Yisrael accepted. So Tosos has pointed out that the point of the Ma'amar who says that it was the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, really was Hela Al Das to give it on Vav Sivan, but for whatever reason, Moshe delayed it, there was a reason for it, but there's another member that says, the Hei Yedia, that it's Yom Hashishi, the Hei talks about, the Rashi and Bresha says it's the Os, the Hay talks about Chamisha Chumshi Torah. Maybe that can answer the question also. Right, that maybe it's talking about that they accept the Torah, doesn't necessarily mean on the sixth day, they accept it, it's talking about the Hay, they accept it, they just accept the Torah, doesn't necessarily mean the date. Okay, so, that's, you have it all tonight. So Gemara asks, wait a second, Meisvei, we're going to ask the Kasha, now we're basically saying that had Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael not done the Chet Egel, they would never have died. The Pasuk says in Zavarim, it's in Veschanan, Mi Yitain, V'haya levavim zeh lehem, Pasuk continues, L'rosi v'shmoras kol mitzvosai kol ha-yomim, L'man yitav lehem v'livneim le'olam. So, the Pasuk means, you do the mitzvos, levatel mehem malachamavis, in order that you get rid of the malachamavis. Right? Levatel mehem malachamavis, yefshar. To say that the tov that you're going to get, L'man yitav, is to be levatel malachamavis, they can't say that, shekvar nigzak zera, because you already have the zera from Adam Arisha that people are going to die. So, aha, lo keep the Israel as a Torah, elekadesh, lo tiyat umma, veloshon, shaletas bahen. You keep the Torah, so no one will rule over you. You'll be independent, you'll have freedom. Shnemar laman yitav lehem levneim ad olam. So, that's the Tova. The Tova is not that you won't die. The Tova is that you'll have independence. Because you see that there was supposed to be death in the world. So the Gemara says, who the amar gahatzmai? Reish Lakish holds that, Reish Lakish says that had they not sinned, they would have still lived. He holds it the following Tana. The Sanya, the Bryce, of Yoshi Omer, Lo kibli yisrael sa Torah el kadesh b'luyah malach hamavas shalot behem. The only reason why Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah was in order that the malach hamavas wouldn't have dominion over them, because they would be able to live forever. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, and tell him, Ani amarti Elohim atem bnei yom kulchem, but chivaltem aschechem achin ka'adam temusam. You accepted the Torah, you were like malachim, that you wouldn't, right, that you wouldn't die, but achin ka'adam temusam. But now that you did the veros, Now you can die. You're gonna be like a regular person. The Gemara says, "V'Rav Yosi Haksiv, right? Leman Yitav Lehem Levneim Ad Olam. Tovahu Dahavya Hamisa Ika." It says Leman Yitav, that there was some sort of Tova that they would get, but they would still get. There would still be Misa. So Amar Lefa Kev and the Lekem Misa in Chatovu Dolam Mizu. No, the Tova itself is that the fact there's not going to be any Misa. Okay, but the Tanakama Nami, according to Tanakama, who says that. It can't be that the came to be vata the malach hamavas because Misa was already nigzar from the times of Adam Arishon, right? How Ksev, the pasuk says, Achen ka Adam Tamusa, that you are Bnei Elyon and only now you're going to die. What does that mean? So he says, my Misa, what does it mean that you're going to Misa? He says that if you don't do the Torah, there's death in the world to begin with. So Misa must mean something else. So my Misa means Anius, that you're going to be poor. You're not going to have sufficient means to live. The Amar, four individuals are considered like they're dead. Eluhain, who are they? Ani Suma Mitso Ravish Ain Lobani. A blind person, someone with Mitsora, and someone who has no children. That's why when Yaakov running away from Esau, he tells Eliphaz to just take all of his clothing, and therefore he'd be Micaiah, what Esau, his father, said, to kill Yaakov. So the great Gord from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichos Musar, we've said it a few times, but what's the common thread between these four that consider Kemesim? He says that these four that consider Kemesim, they can't give. They only take. in order to be considered alive, you have to be able to give to somebody else. How's that work? And Ani has no money. He has to take in order to survive. He can't give. He can't give stock. He can't give to anybody else. A Suma constantly needs help. I mean, this is what Lil Nas supposed to be correct. A Suma constantly needs help. It's very difficult for him to give and to provide for other people. Same thing with Metzora. He's outside of the Machaneh. There's no one there with him. He can't do anything for anybody else. He has to wait and be alone. And Mishain Lavanim, he can't give the ultimate. He can't give over to his children. So that's the common thread, according to the Chaim Shmulevitz, about why they consider the Misa. Living means giving. So now we're going to prove why they're each considered kemes. Ani diksiv, Ani is considered a mes because it says when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian, right? So Vayomer Hashem on Moshe in Midian, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, Ki Mesu Kol Anashim Hamvachshav Shnef Shefa. Who are those people who wanted to kill him? The Ma'ninu, that was Dustin Aviram, because they were the ones who told Paro that Moshe killed the Misri, that they died. The Moshe, they really died. Mi Mesu, right? They were there. They were in the Ma'is of Korah. What do you mean that they died? They Havi Havu. Ela Shoyadu Min Chayin. It must mean that they became Aniyah. Tosus goes through, but why don't you say one of the other three? But Tosus goes through and explains why they had to be Aniyahs and not one of the other three. Right? It says, Ela Shoyadu Min Chayin, the Lekala Meim Asumim, you can't say they were blind. The Hog Siva Adas Korach, Ha'ene on Lashim Ahim. Tinakir. Right? You get that talks about their eyes, that they're going to blind them, so they weren't blind yet. When we saw him, Namilo Ha'abu, they were sitting in the Machne. They weren't Mitzorim. And also, what about the last one by children? I'm not sure what that means. There, Tosfos goes and explains that if they're considered Mason, which one is it? The only one left is that they lost all their possessions. How do you know Asuma is Kasha Kemes? Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, Vimachashakim Hoshivani Kemesi Olam. Right? If I sit in the darkness, I'm not considered I'm dead. Right? Mitzorah, Diksiv, because it says by Miriam, Al Nati Kemes. Let her not be like a mace. She's only Mitzorah. She's Mitzorah, she's considered Kemes. Or Musha Emo Banim, right? It's also Kasha Kemes, Diksiv, it's by Rachel. She says, right, Vatera Rachel Kiboyal Viyakov, that she didn't have children. Vatikana Rachel Bahosan, she was very jealous. By Tomer Yaakov, and then she just says, Yaakov, Hava leave on him, Ayin Mesanochi. Give me children, if not, I'm dead. Without children, I guess, Pashup Shah is that if I don't have children, then I will die. But we are saying the fact that she doesn't have children, it's considered if she's dead. Okay. Now that, Tara Rabbanim says in the Torah, Imichu Kosai Telechu, if you go in my way, if you follow my ways, then, you know, then good things will happen to you. Right? So, ein im, the word im, el loshon takanunim. It's pleadings. Because Baruch was pleaded with us to do his mitzvos. Right? The feinu omer, similar way, you see that that's the way Hashem speaks. Pasuk says, until him, lu ami shomei ali, right? Had my nation listened to me, right? Bidrofei aleichu, the pasuk continues, kemat obeim achnia, then I would have been able to subdue all their enemies. The omer, another pasuk in Yeshayo, Lu hikshati mitzvosai, had they listened to my mitzvos, vayicha nar shlomecha, vayicha chol zarecha, vatzetzei me'echa. So from these psukim, you can see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu pleads with Bnei Yisrael that they listen to him. Because the word is lu is lashon tefina, so im also can be a lashon of tefina, of prayer or pleading. Tana Rabbanon says in the Torah, mi yitain v'haya levavam zelahem. Right? They should have listened. They should have put their heart to this and listened to me. So Amar Lahem Moshe Yisrael. Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, "Kfuye Tova, you are Ubenei Kfuye Tova." I guess you react badly to Tova. You don't respond appropriately. B'shar Shamar Kadosh Baruch Yisrael Mi Yitain V'Hayin Levavam Zeh Lahem Hayin Lahem Lomer Tein Ata. Basically, Hashem says, "Who's going to give to you something that your heart will be, I guess, pure?" So they should have said, "You give to us. You tell us what to do," right? But kfuye, I guess that's what it means. And then the Gemara says, "What does it mean kfuye tova?" So how did they react with the opposite, right? Not appropriate. The siv menafshenu katsa belechem akolkel. That was their taina, right? Because Baruch Hu gave them mun, and instead of saying thank you, they said, "We don't want this anymore." Menafshenu katsa. And Bnei Kfuye Tova, who was Kfuye Tova beforehand, and the children of Kfuye Tova, they say, "Ha'isha shenasati imadi, hi nashalim in the Eitzva Ochel." Adam says, oh, you gave me this woman, he should have said thank you. Instead, he said, oh, it's her fault. She caused me to sin. But Adam originally said, no, it's not a Jew. So why should be all of the whole world is B'nai Kfui Tova? Why is it Dafka B'nai Yisrael or Kfui Tova? Okay. V'af Moshe Rabbeinu lo Ramza Lehen Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even tell them this, give them this Tochacha, El Achar Aboim Shana. He told this to them 40 years later. Right? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'olech Yisrael B'amidbar Aboim Shana, V'ksiv V'lo Nasan Hashem Lachem Lev, Hashem didn't give, after 40 years, Hashem didn't give you a heart. And the pasuk continues, "Ladas v'nayin laros v'zayin v'shmona ad yom hazeh." Until today, you had no idea. Meaning that only after the end of 40 years in the midbar did Moses say that they didn't have, you know, the lave or the das to ask Hashem that Yerushalayim and everything and all should come into their hearts. So Amarabba Shmami, no, you see from here, lo kai inish adaiti de rabbi ad arvin shenin. A person doesn't understand his rebbe's words until after 40 years. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said until 40 years. 40 years later. Okay, that's what it says. Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Noi. Rav Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Bana. My Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Ashreichem Zorek Al Kol Mayim Mishalchei Regel Hashor V'Hachamor. Be praiseworthy are you, those who plant in the water, and they walk like a donkey and an ox. Right? So Ashreichem Yisrael, right? Praiseworthy are you, Yisrael. When you're learning Torah and you're doing good deeds, Yitzhara Masrur B'Yadam, then your Yitzhara is handed over to you, and you can control your Yitzhara. Then Ein He Masrur B'Yad Yitzhara. Then you're not Masrur in the hands of the Yitzhara. Shneamar Ashreichem Zorei Akol Hamayim. The Ein Zriya El Tztaka. Zriya means Tztaka, because the Pasuk says Ziru Lachem Litztaka B'Kitzul B'Chesed. The Ein Mayim El Torah. Mayim is only Torah. Shneamar Hoy Kol Tzamei L'Chul Hamayim. Whoever's thirsty, go to the water. Which is, and Mayim is water. So I guess the Pasuk means, praiseworthy of you, Yisrael, that the times you're Ashrei Zori Akol HaMayim, that when you buy the Mayim, when you're doing you're doing Zriya, which is Tztaka, and you buy the Mayim, which is Torah, then it says, Mishalchei HaRegel, that you're going to throw off the Yetzirah, which is, I don't know what that means, and because you're walking in the right way, right path. I'm not sure how we teach us that in the art scroll. It says in the base medrash of Eliyahu, you should make Torah on you like a shore, that should be a burden like a shore, and also the burden of the chamor should be to you. You should relate to Torah like a shore and a chamor. So I saw a very nice word from the Chafetz Chaim as to why compared to a Shor Chamor. So Chafetz Chaim says in the Sefer Shem Olam, he says, this is Lashon, Masha Dimahu L'Shor Chamor, the comparison that we should learn like a Shor and a Chamor, Dikolach HaShor Nivra Kedei L'Achroz Ba Esa Adama Shetuka L'Acharkach L'Hotzi Priyot Kishizorim Ba. The purpose of the Shor is to do Harisha, which is to plow the earth, so afterwards you can plant the fruits that are planted can grow. Kamo Dixiv Rove to us before the shore. But Chamor, what's the Chamor? In Yenu Hurak Sheyi and Noselav as a Tua Shehotzi Far Adama. You put on the Chamor that which already grew. It then carries it. So he says the thing who be in Lima Torah. So too when it comes to Lima Torah, the Mitchila originally had to be like Harisha. So with the Yagia Atzul LaHavin as the Torah, you have to plow to understand and to learn and to learn, you know, in depth, so you can get the understanding. The Achakav Kishen is Barlo, and afterwards when you understand it, Mitzvah Lisa Allah as Dibrei Torah. Then you should be like the Chamor, and you should carry the burden of Torah on your shoulders. The Mo Diksu Behayit Dvarim Alavavta Ayudeisha Kozer Allah Kamet Pa'amim Shalat Tishchachu Menu. You do Chazara, constant Chazara, that the Torah that you plowed and learned to begin with is now carried upon you everywhere you go. Like, so you learn like a shore, and you Chazer like the Chamor. That's the word. It's the Sefer Shem Olam. Okay. All right, back to Earth. The Mishnah said, right, that lifnei edei and shal olde chachavim shloshe yom asu lasis lasis iman. 3 days prior to the holidays of these goyim, and the Gemara is going to list the holidays, some of the holidays in the next Mishnah, that you're not allowed to do business with them. You just have to keep in mind the machlokas that we have between like Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. Rashi says all types of business. Rebbeinu Tam says only business that has to do with items that they will be used with the krovis, that they will use to be makriv. And the Gemara here seems to fit more. You can see the Gemara seems to fit more into the Shita of Rebbeinu Tam. The Gemara asks, why do you have to wait 3 days? Why do you have to be worried about this 3 days in advance? We should be choshesh so much that for 3 days before their holiday, the Hatnan, we have a Mishnah in Chulin, right? This is the Gabbai de Isra of shefting of the animal and its child on the same day. You're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah says, Ba'aba Prakim Bishana, there are 4 days during the year, right? Hamocher Behemel Lechaveiro, that the person who's the butcher, or the owner of the owner of the animals, selling his behemoth to his friend, Sarach Lehodio, must tell him, Ima Macharti Lishchot, to Abita Macharti Lishchot. I must tell him, you should know, I already sold the daughter or the child or the mother to somebody else for Shkita, meaning that you should be careful, and therefore you shouldn't accept it today, because I already sold the other one is going to be shechted today. Right? I guess the avera is on the person who does it second. So you have to be only 4 times during the year. Because on those 4 times of the year, you have to assume that if I sold an animal today, it's going to be shechted today. It's only those 4 times of the year. And what are those? The Elohim, what are they? Erev Yom Tov Achron Shulchag, meaning Erev Shmini Atzeres. Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Chag, Erev Shavuos, right? The Erev Hashanah, Ukadir Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Av Erev Yom Kippur Megolim. And according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, even Erev Yom Kippur and Golim, it will be 5. So basically, the Brisa is saying that if a person, we're looking at these cases are instances where the people are going to be preparing a su'udah. So they're preparing a su'udah. So we don't have to be choshesh for 1 day. So why by the we're only choshesh for 1 day. So why are we so worried about 3 days in advance by the goyim? I don't know what the comparison between goyim and Jews are, but that's the assumption that the Gemara is making, right? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'hani dalat prakim, machzikin le leidish to koman the zavim behemah the shachet le biyomah mishum hakim amar ima machar to lishlof al tishlof to eat osa." To worry that they don't shut the mother, right? There's bat. No, that's not the Rashi I want to do. So Rashi now goes through each four and says, "What's the special? Why so special about each four, right? Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, if they shu Yom Hashlamas Karbanos Chag, because if you miss all the Karbanos during Sukkot, you can bring them on Shmini Atzeres. The Yudal Dison is because of the Karban Pesach. Erev Atzeres because of the Shalmei Chagiga of Olos Riyah. And Rosh Hashanah doesn't have anything to do with Karbanos. He says." Yom Tov Huva Ofen Basar. It's a big Yom Tov. Everyone eats meat. The Yom Kippur Nami Mishum Kol Ofen Vashos Sabbatas. Everyone eats during the ninth day. Has a it's all love as if he fasted on the tenth day. The Rashi says, here's a Rashi. Alma Lo Zaven Imish Mikesu Uda Elachad Yoma. A person only purchases this needs for the meal 1 day in advance. The Ilu Mafer Esmol has because had he sold it yesterday. Lo Hayamajilo Hayom. You would have to warn him for today. And right? Why would I have to warn him? Because maybe if they bought it, you should warn him. Right? Ilu mafer esma lo hayamaji lo hayom. The ha'ein adam kona gimel yomi kodem lefein. Sarach yisuda yom gimel. The ha'ein adam kona gimel yodim kodem lefein. Sarach yisuda yom gimel. The point being is that people only prepare 1 day in advance. What are you worried about selling to a guy 3 days in advance? It's not going to be a preparation for their holiday. Tosos points out that he gives a different reason for all these holidays, because the Gemara is going to eventually say it, and Tosafot really asked the Kasha, the Gemara is now going to say that he's making a chilik between, Rashi says, over there, also has the chilik between Achila and Hakrava. By also has Beno, talking about Achila, and by the Gemara, he's talking about Hakrava. According to Rashi's pshat, we're talking about bringing Karbanos. So Tosos and Divrei Maaseh Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag says, first he asks, what about the first day of Sukkot? Hadalo not God Rishon Shel Chag, Lefishahim Teruta B'mitzvah Zulu B'sukkah. Because you're very busy with the mitzvah, and getting the lulav, and getting the sukkah, so you're not so busy preparing the meal. I guess in those days, that first night of sukkahs, they didn't have such a nice meal, right? But the Abraham Panai Laharos Masuda. The Yesh Mefarsh is the Hanach Abba Prophet, Taina Rabbi Isma. There's a big reason why these 4 days, you're worried about them shefting right on that day. Why? Yonatav Achron Shafag Lafishu Hu Chag Lafay Atzvo. Shmini Atzeres is his own holiday, so people want to really make the distinction between Shmini Atzeres and everything else, and they make a big meal that night. It also goes away from the carbon. What? Well, in the second day in Kutzlaritz, yeah. You said, halacha is you sit in the sukkah, and then hug him otherwise. Okay? Fine. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you sit in the sukkah. The Ramah doesn't argue, you sit in the sukkah in Shminas Seres. Others have a minhag, not to, they have to. Everyone should do what their minhag says. Okay. Therefore, he made a big suda. Pesach, which is not a separate holiday, and that's the same distinction why Hallel and all the Another distinction is because on the eighth on Shmini Atzeres is Bedafka for Bnei Yisrael. All the korbanos brought on Sukkos are connected Umos Olam, but Shmini Atzeres is just a holiday in and of itself. It's a holiday in and of itself, so therefore they want to make a distinction. They make a big Seudah. The Erev Pesach, why? The Fishu Yom Geulah, the Yitzil Acheres. They make a big Yontif because that is the day we went out of Mitzrayim. The Atzeres, why a big meal on Atzeres? Because it says, Hakol Mod Atzeres V'Yinam Milachem. Everyone agrees that on Shavuos, part of the day has to be for the humans, not everything Hashem. It has to be for you. But you see from here that despite the minhag to have milchiks on Shavuos, there's a big inyan to have meat on Shavuos as well. Okay. The Rosh Hashanah, the nation of Tchilas Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, since it's the beginning of the year, Marbin Besuda, we make a big Suda. Why? Lasso Simon Yafa, to make a Simon, right? The Kama Inyanim O Simbo Simon Yafa, you remember, we set the Horios for Christmas. And we do a lot of Simonim on Rosh Hashanah. So, all that, for the rationalists among us, what do you mean? How do you do this Simonim? Isn't it Nichus? How do you do Simonim? So there's not our question, the Rishonim asked the question. When you hear in the Irian Horios on that Gemara says, he asked the question. So he says, Harbe Dvarim Husu Lefamim Shem Domim L'Nichus. A lot of times there are things that are Domim L'Nichus that are permitted. The Lomi Derech Nichus Chalulis. Not because that they are Nichus. El Derech Simen La'orer Bo Levavo L'Hanhaga Tova. In other words, you're not looking at the simon. You can't look at the simon as that's going to give you the good thing. The simon is a way to be ma'arer your heart to do tshuva. Right? He says, V'husha amalitin al shulchana b'lo roshana, all these things, k'dei shalod l'chasho b'hem lasos derech nishuch, and you know that you don't think that just by eating these things, that's what's going to give you the good year, then, so tiknu lo marlein dvarim ha'ma'orim l'tshuva. That's what the main tachana, you should say certain tfilos that are going to be ma'arer your tshuva. The ain hadavar totally by miru levad. It's not totally in the eating or on the what you say. Rak v'tshuva u'maisim tovim. And what these things are supposed to awaken in you. That's what maybe a schooler or something is supposed to be. Is that it's not that the schooler itself is going to provide you with the good thing that you're asking for. It's that the schooler is going to remind you and cause you to do tshuva, and cause you to think about certain things, and that's what's going to cause you to do the same thing. That I think it's the Marsha. They talk about changing your name. Sure, the Ron. I forgot. You're changing your name for someone who's sick. So it's not that you change your name all of a sudden, oh, you're a new person. And it's that you change your name and you realize that you have to become a new person. But that's what a simon really is. It's not vending machine Judaism where you can just pop in a schooler and you pull out what you want. It has to be that it's more our in you, and then you have to change. I like that. Something I think Rav Shetha said that. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. He has company. All right, so he said, so back to the question of the Gemara. The Gemara then basically said, so why are you worried about 3 days? You're actually worried 1 day. So he goes, no, Hassam, there, when it comes to Oslas Beno, it's still Achila. We worry about Achila, so Saga Bechada Yoma. So then it's enough to just warn him about 1 day. Because a person's not going to buy it 3 days in advance. His Sarki Basuda. I won't have a worse mind as that. They want to buy 3 days in advance. But Hakka de Lakrava. But over there, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah, they're talking about Hakravos. So they want to prepare it in advance, 3 days in advance. So you see how it works in very well with Tosos Ashita, that the whole thing in Alice Seldom is for Hakrava. So Tosos is sensitive to that. There's different Tosos on top. Or maybe even Kuli Hai. Tosos says, towards the bottom, he says, Mehilkos also lasses the whole Inyone Mechako Memkar, Mishin Mashimikos Kapab Mishokim Piva Azlo Moti. Tosos probably answering for Rashi here. He's saying, well, since they're worried about the Hakrava, you can't sell anything with them 3 days in advance because the shame of Avodah Zarah is now in their mouths. Now they're at that time for the Avodah Zarah. The Tosos recognizes that tension because the Shita of all the other Rishonim says you can't sell anything. And here we're talking about the Hakrava. They basically say Hakrava brings everything else under its wing because of the shame of Avodah Zarah and Shagabar Bib. So Gemara says, Bahakha, Hakrava, Vayinan, Fasayom, need 3 days.
So Gemara says, you only need 3 days when it comes to karbanos to prepare. Batanya, we have a brayso that says, Sholem b'hilchos Pesach, kol Pesach 30 yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, omer shtei shavasos. Minimum you need 2 weeks, maximum 30 days in order to prepare for the Korban Pesach. Right, Tosfos points out, even though it was Manzeh, we're not marking the Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, we still garish 30 days because of what it was with the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, now what are you comparing the karbonos of the obis of the akum to the karbonos of ours? I'm under shichim mumim de pasli. We have a lot of mumim. A few people duking shivayin, even the cataract passels a carbon to be brought to the base of Megdash. But in tlosin yomim, we need 30 days to prepare. But inhu the goyim the mechusar eva islahu, that the only psul that the goyim have on their for their vorazara is if it's missing a limb. The tlosin yom yomi sagi. It's not 3 days enough to prepare. I mean, missing a limb, you need like 3 seconds to see if the limb is missing or not. But you need 3 days. So that's why this distinction between 30 and 3. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Minayin lo mechusar eivor the asur of Bnei Noach. How do you know that a mechusar eivor is usur for Bnei Noach to be makriv? And Tosas points out, to be makriv on their bamos. In the base of Midrash, you can't bring a mechusar eivor. Right? Tosas says, Minayin perish lahakri the gabo with bamos shalahem. Eel of the base of Midrash, I feel the duke of Shayin nami usur. And then Rashi points out, we're talking about Bnei Noach. We're talking about their kabbalah. We're talking about opening for the Zara. What do they care about the halacha? Right? So Rashi says, the Ashlub they know of Lahaki, the Gaboa, he says, they have minig avosayim biyadeya. It says, the dumya de karbono shenogu avosayim v'shamayim, hey noagim avos v'chabon shalahem. They kept those minhagim. Which is, it's fascinating because a lot of, you don't want to say it to some of you, my co-workers, but a lot of, you do the research, a lot of the minhagim of the holidays are traced back to certain pagan rituals that happened. It seems to be like the minhag of the same day. Whatever they did, they co-opted it. Just talking about the other way, they co-opted it into their religion. So too over here, maybe they co-opted what when they were good, they co-opted that into what they're doing into their avodah zarah. Yeah, that's right. They try to bring them in by allowing them to do. We'll see that on that fest. And tomorrow also talks about the holiday of Saturna. Google what that is, what that holiday was. So the Amr of Elazar Minayel Mechusar Eber the Asul of Nei Noah. Dixiv, because the pasuk says Mikol Hachai Mikol Basar Shnayim Mikol No Tabi El Teva Lihachios Ita. From all the Chai, right? So Amra Torah, the Torah says, what does Mikol Hachai mean? Hevei Behema Shechayin Roshay Adarim Shalah. Bring animals that have all its limbs that are alive. It's not Mechusar Eber. So Gemara says, wait a second. That pasuk, it says mechol achai, right? It's to exclude an animal most and bring a trefa. It should be one that's living. So Gemara says, no. Trefa, we learn from lahachi ozera, that it can procreate, it can give offspring. So therefore, mechol achai is to be might an animal that doesn't have that's missing an aver. So no, Gemara says, wait, honey, chalaman damar trefa in yoledes. That's fine. And then according to my number, says the trefa can't have children. Elaman the Amar Trefa Yoledes Mike Lamimar. What do you say? So therefore you learn out, right? You can't learn that Trefa is Ninik from Yahaki Zera, and if we learn it from Kol Chai, and if you learn that Trefa from Kol Chai, then we don't have a miyut that you can't bring of Mukhusar Aver. So Amar Prana, the Pasuk says, right, Tobi al table Yahakios Ita, like you. Right? Vidomim Lach. Should be similar to you, and Noah wasn't a trefa, so you can't bring trefas. So if Etoch is Loch, Etoch is trefos. So then Kol Chai is back to Mechusar Eber. So the one that says, wait, did Noah Kufi trefa hobby? Maybe Noah himself was a trefa. I mean, he was a trefa, then he lived for hundreds of years after the Mabel. Right? Dilma Noah trefa hobby. Gemara says no Tamim Tzivei. He was complete. So Gemara says, wait a second, Dilma Tamim B'drachav Haya. Maybe Tamim means that he was a good guy. This is tzaddik shivay. No, we learn that from the word tzaddik. The Gemara says, wait a second. Dilma tami b'drachov, the tzaddik b'masav. And Rashi says maybe he was tami b'drachov. He was an anav b'shapa ruach, and tzaddik b'masav, which he didn't do the averus. He didn't do chamas. He didn't do what the Dora Mabel was condemned for. So he goes dilma tami b'drachov, the tzaddik b'masav havi. The Gemara says no. You can't have a havi that Noach was a treifa. Lo soka dait is no kufi treifa havi. Well, the isaka dait is no treifa havi. Had he been a treifa, then the pasuk says amar rachmana. He says lahakus itach like you. Hashem's telling Noah to bring only trefos into the table? Doesn't make any sense. Kabasa ayel shlemet l'ayel. You should only bring trefos and don't bring complete animals. So therefore, it's mukach that Noah wasn't a trefa. And of course, Baruch Hu tells him to bring in animals that are like him. So that's that is trefa. And then from Kol Chai, you can learn Mechusar Eva. Right? So,
v'hashda, and now did not blame itach. Now that we learn out that according to my number, it says a trefa is yoledes, and you can learn out that trefa is excluded from itach. V'hachayo zera lamali. What do I need l'chayo zera? Right.
What do I need that for?
Right. So e me itach have a meal tzavta ba'alma. But maybe if we said itach, it should be
just so there could be companionship.
But people zokim, but people saris, even if it was old or saris, it can't give birth. Therefore, the kasher rachmanu zera, the Torah says you have to bring zera. You have to bring animals that actually can give offspring, not an animal that can't bring offspring. A lot of kashers over here because the Tosos asks, all these psukim are talking about the behemoth tmeya, right? Those are all the behemoth tmeyas. He's talking about the behemoth tmeya. And the karbanos that Noah brought were from the behemoth tahora. So what are you learning out from the tmeya to the tahora? Tosos also asks another question. He goes that you're not allowed to bring Avram a karban that's mechusar Aver. So maybe there are 8 mitzvahs bring Noah instead of 7 mitzvahs bring Noah. So it's answer now. The shiv mitzvah Noah are a lot, not a kumase. Okay, well, stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.